With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a delayed homecoming for some Thanksgiving travelers, their plans disrupted by a snowstorm. It caused flight delays and cancellations across parts of the Midwest, including in Chicago. And now the Northeast is getting ready for its first significant snow of the season.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says some parts of the Great Lakes region were hit pretty hard by a weekend snowstorm.
We did have areas of Iowa and Illinois that saw over a foot of snow. In fact, we had one report of 15 inches near a place called Fort Dodge in Iowa.
Now another storm is expected to develop Monday across parts of the Ohio Valley and the Mid-South, then head to parts of the Northeast.
Plenty of snowfall occurring. It's going to be the first snowfall of the season for many of these areas.
But Orison says it looks like major cities will be avoiding any significant snowfall. I'm Donna Warder.
Secretary of State Rubio says weekend talks on Ukraine, which included President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and top Ukrainian representatives, were productive.
But there's more work to be done. This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts. And obviously there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation. And that'll continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow, although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side.
The war drags on. Over the weekend, the capital Kiev was hit again by the Russians. Police are appealing for witnesses of a deadly weekend shooting at a child's birthday party in Stockton, California, to come forward as they continue hunting for a suspect. Three youngsters ages 8, 9, and 14 were killed, along with a 21-year-old. The Dow futures down 217 points. NASDAQ futures are off 230 points. This is SRN News. The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide.
The practice is already surging in the small country, with 10,000 people electing to take their own life last year, accounting for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor examine the individual. Critics point out that many younger people are now killing themselves in the Netherlands with prescription drugs, and most cite psychological discomfort. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish communities around the world preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown on Sunday, December 14th this year. This will be the third straight year that Jews will mark the 8-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza, which followed the October 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Jewish communities in many places, including in the U.S., will increase security during Hanukkah because it is prime time for Muslim terrorists to launch attacks. This is SRN News. He says it's all about more family time. GOP Congressman Troy Nehls announcing that he will leave Congress when his current term ends next year.
The Texas Republican is a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump. He said on the social media platform X that he called the president to inform him of his plans. Nehls added he was endorsing his twin brother to succeed him in Congress. Trevor Nehls said on Facebook that he would run for the seat and stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump. Troy Nehls entered Congress in 2021 after about 3 decades in law enforcement and more than 2 decades in the Army Reserve. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Around 250 federal border agents plan to begin a months-long immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. It's been dubbed Swamp Sweep. The operation, led by Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino, aims to arrest 5,000 people in New Orleans. Bovino has had similar operations in other blue cities as well. More details at srnnews.com.